Coming up on TMS, Battlegrounds Are Hard.
Got stuck with Ja Rule.
Oh, nobody wants that. Pokemon is too much hassle.
Aw, give me your cat.
Heroin is like Jeebus.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS PM. This is the PM edition of the show, where we bring you the nightly stuff. And it's not Thursday, it's Saturday. That's weird.
That's right. It is a completely, I don't feel like we've ever done a TMS on a Saturday, have we?
Nope, we've done a Friday once, mm-hmm. And we did a earlier version. Maybe that was on a Friday.
Right. I think we did an early Friday version, yeah.
And I think that's it. This is the first time we've ever said, yo, we're still PM, but we're moving it to a whole nother day. And it's,
that's right.
You know, blame Tom Merritt. Don't really, actually. It's not his fault. But
email Tom and complain to him if you have any problems with this.
There was so much going on with me helping out with DTNS that day that it just killed the rest of my schedule. So we thought, well, we don't want to not do it. So mm-hmm. We're doing it now.
Yeah.
We're doing it now. And Brian almost was late, but wasn't.
Almost.
And he was almost because why? What were you doing? You were going to tell me a story.
Yeah, so, all right, so it is right now it's 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
Yeah.
At 12:40, my neighbor calls up and says, hey, this is Crazy Neighbor, Mr. Crazy Neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be running some errands. Do you want to go with me? I'm going to go to the liquor store. We have an amazing liquor. I don't know if you can call a liquor store amazing, but we do have an amazing liquor store here called Applejack Liquors. And it's like, it's all of your basic stuff, but then it's weird Moroccan vodka and strange organic sake and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
It is massive. It's like the size of a very well-stocked grocery store.
Oh, wow. All right.
And he says, I'm going to go to the liquor store. I'm going to go get a pair of shoes and then be back. I'm like, all right, well, I've got a thing at 3. You think we're going to be back in time? Oh, yeah, no problem. Piece of cake.
This is Crazy Neighbor once again. All right.
This is Crazy Neighbor once again.
Trying to keep that in mind.
Like, immediately haul butt out, right? Yeah, yeah. You know, basically hop out of the house. He's already there at the truck. We hop in the truck. We drive, get to the mall, go to the shoe place. He's got to try them on. He's got to walk around them a little bit, you know, checking out the Asics. Walking around, he's got like a pair that looks like it's made by Bob Marley with red, yellow, and green on the sides.
I know the kind, sure.
By the way, they want... people are complaining about video.
Oh, are they not getting video?
They're not getting video.
Oh, that's odd. Oh, sorry. Hey, everybody, here's some video for you. All
right, I know anyway. They've seen video because I held up what I was drinking, and they were like, what are you drinking?
Yeah.
So we go and we get his shoes. Then because there's a couple other shoe places at the mall that might have the same one, we have to go there and see if they've got the same one for cheaper. Mind you, by the way, while he's trying them on, I'm on Amazon. He's asking me to look on Amazon and see if he can get them for cheaper on Amazon with Prime.
Oh, my gosh.
Smart shopping. That is mm-hmm. smart shopping.
Yeah. Also a sign of marijuana-fueled paranoia. But go ahead. Continue.
maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah.
So no luck. You know, basically where he picked them up was the best price he could have gotten in that mall. We hop out. And we're already an hour into this trip. It's already, we started at 12:40. It's already 1:40.
Yeah.
And we still have a couple more stops. So the next stop is this Applejack Liquors liquor store. He's like, all right, I need a keg. While I'm getting the keg, you go get a handle of Jameson and a handle of Amsterdam vodka. Like, okay. All right, cool.
Is he wearing his new shoes, by the way, in the liquor store?
He's not. Okay. No. Right. That might have sped things up a little bit. The cat just decided that
sometimes I do that. If I buy shoes at a store, I will sometimes wear them out and go do whatever I'm going to do next in the new shoes. But
that's right.
It's a little bit weird. Anyway.
Exactly. So I'm running over. I pick up a handle of Amsterdam vodka. I pick up a handle of Jameson. By the way, handles are the 750 milliliter bottles that sometimes have a handle to let you pick them up easier.
Mm.
But
like a little knuckle handle, like just a ring?
It's like a glass, like basically the neck of the bottle to what would be the shoulder of the bottle has a connected glass handle to make it easier to pick up.
And they call them that just for short, just to be whatever.
Exactly like that size, 750 milliliter is a handle, even if it doesn't technically have a handle.
Okay. What if it's smaller? Yeah. What if it has a handle and has less quantity? Is it still called
I don't think they do that for the less quantity, because it's not, you don't need that. That's not going to help you pour a smaller bottle.
Well, this is educating.
gotta teach you something.
Yeah, I learn something new on the show every time I'm on.
You know, you don't usually learn stuff on Saturdays. Mm-mm. Weekdays, sure, we learn stuff, but on Saturdays, not necessarily.
Sure. So anyway, you get your handle.
So we get the handle, and have to run and grab a couple other things. I pick up a six-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade Chilled Cherry, which is really tasty. I'm enjoying one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And pay and get out of there. Now we're buckling on time, right? The show's at 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2:10 at this point. We have 50 minutes. He's like, what do you think? You think we can get some sushi? I'm like, oh my God, we got 50 minutes, right? I mean, this place is 7-minute drive from the house.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 in the afternoon, so it's not going to be busy.
Yeah.
If we sit at the sushi bar, there's less waiting for a waitress to bring us the plate of sushi. So maybe that'll help. Let's do it.
Yep, let's do it.
So we get in there. We immediately, even before we have our jackets off, we're filling off the little piece of paper. This is a new sushi place that just opened up here in Arvada. It's got dollar sushi.
Is it good?
It's really good. Oh. Each piece of sushi is $1, and they don't skimp. Like, these are decent sized pieces.
Mm. So are you not buying rolls or whole sashimi collections?
No rolls. All sushi, maybe a little bit of sashimi.
Okay, so but it's doled out more like they do in Japan, then, where it's just right there at the bar like that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And of course, you know, we got to have a little sake with it. So they've got a hot sake, buy one, get one free special. We get a couple of large hot sakes. All right, perfect. We're doing this.
Of course you have to. Got it.
Of course we have to.
Yeah.
It's a crazy neighbor, after all. You don't,
right.
You know, you don't go anywhere without maybe grabbing a little drinky drink while you're doing what you're doing.
Sure.
We get the food. It's brought to us. We're not even really shoveling it down. They got it to us quick. There's nobody else in the restaurant. So the chefs are like right in front of us. Oh yes. Okay. Yes. Did you want the super white tuna or just the regular white tuna? Like, well, the super white's Escalar, right? It's not even tuna. Like, yeah, yeah. Okay. So give us the white tuna.
Yeah.
Perfect. Get it to us. Put some plop down right in front of us. We're still doing great. It's like 2:41, something like that. So we still have 20 minutes.
And you're about, 7 minutes from home? Got it?
We're about 7 minutes from home. So we're doing great. Crazy neighbor's wife calls.
Oh, no.
Crazy neighborette. says, it's free bagel every day month at Panera Bread, and I never got my free bagel today. Can you stop on the way home and get my free bagel? Now, Tina and I are pretty good. Like, if we've got a coupon for something and it's a place we normally go, we're good about using the coupon.
Sure.
That we've got nothing on the crazy neighbors.
Right.
If there is if you get the deal at Panera Bread where you can stop by and get a free bagel every day.
Yeah.
By golly, you're going to make a stop at Panera every single day for a bagel.
That's great.
If you come out with less than 30 bagels at the end of the month.
Yeah. Then you did something wrong.
Then you did it wrong.
Right.
Like, oh, it's tight. Do you think we can do it? Yes, we can do it.
You're like the Seinfeld episode where they're trying to see how much gas they could get out of that test drive of that car.
Absolutely that episode of Seinfeld. We're going past the exit. We're past the needle, past E. So zip through the drive-through. They're a little bit slow.
Yeah.
This is interesting. All right, so I decided that while Crazy Neighbor was going to get a bagel, I'd get a cinnamon roll, so I'd have that for breakfast tomorrow. Piece of cake, right?
Yeah, no problem.
So you pull up to the drive-thru speaker, and we give the order. He says, all right, I've got a thing for a free everything bagel, and here's my Panera number. And then somebody else in the car, and so I give my order. I say, here's my Panera number. I want to get a cinnamon roll.
Right.
And she says, well, hold on. I need to go make sure we have them. And the drive-thru window is at the opposite end of the Panera Bread than where the cinnamon rolls are.
Right. So she had to run all the way over there.
So she had to run all over there. And she comes back. Yes, we have one. I'm like, great. Okay. Cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I give my Panera number. She's all right. It's going to be $3, blah, blah, blah. We come around the corner. She takes our money, gives us our change, and then goes back over to get the cinnamon roll and the bagel. After she, like, if you're going to say, let me get a cinnamon roll, let me see if we have them, why wouldn't you just grab the cinnamon roll then?
Yeah, I don't understand that thinking. That's weird.
Is there too many people who say, yeah, I'd like a cinnamon roll. Oh, let me see if we have them. Yeah. Yes, we have one. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, that, I don't think that happens. I mean, if it does, so what? It's when they leave, take it over. Yeah, that's weird.
Fewer times that happens. And what's right next to the cinnamon rolls? The friggin' everything bagel.
Of course.
She had to go back and get those two things separately on a separate trip.
Oh my Lord.
That was almost what made us late right there.
Yeah. Well, you made it though.
You made it with 4 minutes to spare.
Yeah, I was impressed. And you didn't sound winded or anything, but no. You should be with all that snow you guys got today. What's that about?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Apparently Colorado has forgotten what the weather's supposed to be like in April.
Yeah,
no, it hasn't. Who am I kidding? We get snow in May all the damn time.
Well, we get it we do too. It's easy to forget, right? You just hope it doesn't. And we had snow for the last 2 days. It wasn't nearly as much as you got, but I think we sent whatever we had, and then you guys like coagulated it and created it.
I think so. Fermented it and really made a nice old storm out of it. I sent you a photo of what it looks like here now.
Yeah.
And the streets are clear. They're wet, but there's no accumulation on the streets. But the grass has a good, I don't know, 3 to 4 inches of snow on it.
I would call that accumulation right there is what I'd call it. And I would also say... here in the Rocky Mountains, we tend to have weird end of April, weird early May business sometimes. Not always, but sometimes if things are going to get weird, that's the time of year it gets weird. So enjoy the weirdness. It'll all be fine soon. It's clearing up here already. It was beautiful and sunny today. A little cold, but, you know, that should be coming your way as well.
Exactly. Imagine we'll have it in no time.
That's right. Also, just a brief mention that Mario Kart is great and really good and people should play it.
Yeah, I played one round of it. Mm-hmm. Played the first race in the Mario Mushroom series or whatever it is.
Yeah,
absolute blast.
Beautiful.
Totally loving it.
Yeah, beautiful game. Runs at 60. Looks great on TV and the handheld.
Oh, I haven't done the TV yet.
Looks great.
Obviously, with the Joy-Cons, you do the whole steering and the acceleration. It's not. What do they call that? Accelerometer steering, right?
No. No,
okay.
None of that.
So you just steer like you normally would with the...
Yeah, unless you bought like a steering wheel add-on or something, then those would do that. But these just work like joysticks. And the great thing about the Joy-Cons is suddenly you have two controllers for two people to play split screen at home. So you can put that up on the TV. You could hand Tristan your left side. You take the right side, turn it sideways, and suddenly you're both playing it with all the controls intact. You don't have to...
Right.
You're not missing anything to do that.
Oh, it's such a
Which is what we did. And then I had a Pro Controller and worked everybody. So that was great.
Exactly. I took myself out of Gerudo Valley in Zelda.
Yeah.
And I'm now doing the Mushroom series.
Did you taste the new cartridge? I did.
No. Did you really?
Yeah. It's bitter again. Nice and bitter.
Why would you do that? I mean, do you think it's going to taste better?
No, I just thought I just wanted to see if it was going to taste not better, but still if they were going to keep doing this, right? Like keep putting the weird flavor to make kids not eat them or whatever.
Yeah, I love that that is the reason. I love that it's not just like, well, the plastic we're using is cheaper and to get the sticker to stick on there, we have to use ammonia or something like that.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that it's made that way so that a child won't swallow it.
Yeah, it works pretty good and it does taste weird. So I've done it for you people at home. You don't have to do it now. If I knew my Nintendo code, I'd give it to you. I just don't know it at the moment, but maybe I'll tell that on the show on Monday or something.
It goes with our long-standing tradition, and Cleo would appreciate this, of licking the chip.
Yeah, licking that chip, son. Mm-hmm. Every time. All right. Well, let's do some news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Before we say who the news is by, just a quick note that if you like Brian Dunaway, and who doesn't, he has now joined me on Boop every week. So if you want to hear... Brian Dunaway, kind of old school Final Score style for fans of the old Final Score show. You might be excited about this. We put one up today at a total blast. You can find it over at frogpants.com/BOOP. All the latest and greatest in video games. And we talk a ton more about Mario Kart and other stuff. So go check it out.
Don't tell Nicole.
I know. No, she knows. She knows. She's got her Ladies of Leet and her two kids.
Yeah,
now.
She's not right. She's not hurting for opportunity for
plenty of busy.
We're talking on the internet.
Yeah, plenty of busy, and she has two real kids now instead of me and Brian from before. So.
That's right. Two kids who are playing some sort of game of ping pong with a virus.
There you go. Ping pong virus. All right. Sorry. The evening news is brought to you by...
Pinball is awesome. At Buffalo Pinball, we love it so much that we stream real pinball machines 5 days a week on Twitch. tune into our partner channel at twitch.tv/buffalopinball for the gameplay, strategies, and skills to help you master these amazing and intricate machines. Follow twitch.tv/buffalopinball today.
Today, everybody. Today.
Do it today.
This is my favorite story of the week. We've saved it till the very end. Rich millennials paid thousands of dollars for Ja Rule's Fire Fest and are now stranded on an island in disaster relief tents. I freaking love it.
Oh, no.
Fire Fest was supposed to be, spelled F-Y-R-E, because... Yeah.
Fire Fest.
It's not cool to spell it normal, I guess.
No. It's spelled like Sci-Fi Channel.
It was supposed to be
Sci-Fi Fest.
Yeah, exactly. It was supposed to be the most luxurious musical festival ever, an ultra-expensive party spanning 2 weekends on a private island in the Bahamas with private jet travel built into extravagant ticket price, where Instagram ingenues. Sorry, I hate that word so much.
I do too.
Including Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid. Who's Bella Hadid?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm not an Instagram ingenue.
They were going there, too, to dance on yachts. I'm going to look her up. I got to find out who this is, because it's going to bug
Bella
me.
Bella Hadid.
Oh, is she some pretty person on Instagram? Great.
She's a pretty person on Instagram.
All right, fine. Well, she's my daughter's age. Weird.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's not. She can't legally drink yet. Here in Colorado.
Yeah, we're in here in Utah. She's in, she's actually in Miami just fine.
Oh, really? She made it back just fine. Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, weird. Wealthy,
weird, right? Like most popular pretty people got out of there, okay.
Gosh.
But that's not what happened. The production was what this article calls a shit show. From its inception to its spectacular collapse on Friday, the exact words separately used by three people who bought tickets, though only two actually made it to the island. Great Exuma in the Bahamas. Exuma? That's a bad name for a place, isn't it? Hey, what do you want?
I've always heard it was called the Exumas.
Oh,
like
maybe
it's a chain of it's an island chain, the Exumas.
Oh, all right. Maybe Great Exuma is one of the
It could be like right, Exumas. Like you've got the Grand Bahama
mm-hmm.
in the Bahamas.
There you go. This is the Great Exuma.
Great Exuma.
In the Bahamas. Beginning early Thursday, many of the advertised private jets, which turned out to be chartered commercial planes, departed from airports like LaGuardia and Miami International, failed to take off at all. And those passengers may now consider themselves the lucky ones. So those people never made it. Festival goers on the ground found luxury accommodations more like disaster relief-like tents, significantly less amenities than promised, and no clear way to leave the damn place. I love
now
this.
Now that we've got you.
Yeah, and listen to this guy's name. It's a complete chaos, says William Needham Findlay the Fourth.
William Needham Findlay the Fourth.
Jeez. A Raleigh blogger said from the beach Thursday night, later posting a Periscope video showing the bare-bones setup of tents, one small stage, and a half-built concierge structure. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find a picture.
They look like they're those
here we go.
Geodesic dome tents. Yeah. It's really funny.
It's like FEMA.
Yes, right.
Yeah, like FEMA came by and said, oh, shoot, we've had a hurricane. Here you go. Look at that. That's awful. And there are other... Oh, here's a video. Let's see what this video looks like. It's windy. There's not very many people there. There's sort of a band playing. Like, there's no advantage of this over, like, Lollapalooza or freaking...
Right, no, exactly. And the food apparently was, you know, was promised to be really good food. And it was like... Styrofoam plates with a half an Arbor hot dog on there.
Listen to this price. Festival goers paid anywhere from $1,500 on the low end to $250,000.
Wow.
To stay on site from Thursday to Monday with another wave booked for next weekend. And instead of being shown to their accommodations when they landed, they were loaded onto buses and dropped off at a beach for an impromptu day party. Even though some of them had traveled since 5 a.m., lifestyle blogger Brooke Morton said in an email. You know, lifestyle bloggers.
So, like, if you did a red eye to get out there, and you're like, I just want to go to the hotel and hang out for a little bit. Nope, you can't. On the bus, you're going to a day party. Boom. It's your only option.
And look at this food. That's terrible.
Right. There it is right there. So it's like
a mashed
like
up
a smash, like a smashed hamburger. Not even a smash burger, but a smashed hamburger with what looks like they probably... what they didn't end up with is a shortage on mustard, looks like.
Wow. Let's see. Like a,
oh. Looks like a quarter cup of mustard and a slice of turkey and a slice of...
It's real bad.
It's really bad.
There's an update here that says, update, people are passing out in the airport dehydrated and begging for food, still waiting for a plane to arrive.
Wait, the people who paid $1,500 minimum to go to this thing are begging for food?
They're begging for food. Hours after the first plane load of people landed, the headlining band Blink-182 dropped out. Oh, this is so bad.
Goodbye there.
Goodbye there. See you later there. Have fun there.
We won't be there.
We're not going to be there. Oh, you're going to be there, though, for a long time. It's going to suck ass. All right. That is so great and bad and great and bad. I don't feel that bad for all these people. You freaking vet the damn thing. You know,
I mean, I feel bad for the people who were looking forward to this and really just kind of got, I'll bet you it was just a matter of a bunch of people who are organizing it who are like, someone else will take care of this, right? Like, mm-hmm. they're drinking their Frappuccinos out of their long green straws, looking at their phones and saying, somebody else will take care of the food. I'm just visualizing it.
So what's Ja Rule say? What's his deal?
I don't know.
Okay. Here he is on Twitter. Let's see what his recent tweet is. The recent tweet is, we are working right now at getting everyone off the island safe. That is my immediate concern. I will make a statement soon. I'm heartbroken at this moment. My partners and I want this to be an amazing event, and it is not a scam, as everyone is reporting. I don't know how everything went so left, but I'm working to make it right. By By making sure everyone is refunded. I truly apologize, as this is not my fault, but I'm taking responsibility. I'm deeply sorry to everyone who has been inconvenienced by this.
Hold on, I'm getting some. There's a telex over right here on the other side of the room, and we're actually getting information from the Fyre Festival. Let me go grab it really quick.
Okay, all right. Let's see what you got. Beep, beep, beep. Breaking news, everybody. We've got a recent update. Brian Ibbett on the scene. He's got the latest and the greatest being handed to him right now by the newsroom, by our crack staff of ground reporters there at the scene in the Bahamas, at the great island of eczema.
Yeah, the telex buried under so much stuff, but we actually have audio from the Fyre Festival going on right now.
Okay, let's see.
There's something that you need to know. We're going to have a lock problem, and I have to know that you got my back.
Well, what else? Let's see if there's more audio from from the Fyre Festival.
Right. We can't live together. We're going to die alone.
Oh, man. You know,
it's
sounds...
getting grim out there.
It really is. It's all going to turn out to be a dream, or they're in purgatory at the end.
I think there's a polar bear out there with them or something.
Yeah. Everybody wants me to be a leader until I make a decision that they don't like.
Yeah, who's that guy?
That's Kendall Jenner, I think we're hearing.
Oh, is Kendall Jenner. Well, all right. Good luck to you all.
That's a lot of work. And now that shelf on my display case is very disheveled.
Oh, no. Well, look what we've done for the people at home. Look at the hard work we put in.
There might be one more. Let's see if
all right, see if you got one more.
I know there's a lot. There's surprisingly a large number of quotes.
There's something that you need to know.
Oh, no. It's this first one.
We're going to have a lock problem, and I have to know that you got my back.
Oh, man. Jack, kick him off the island. In other news, let's talk about the Russians.
Sure.
You like the Russians. You got a Russian neighbor.
Why not? I do have a Russian neighbor.
He's too
much easier to go to liquor store with Russian neighbor. Only needs to go down one aisle.
One aisle. Get the plain vodka. No flavors.
That's right.
Everything else,
too much handle.
Yeah, too much handle. We reserved all our dad jokes for tonight. Russia is seeking a prison sentence for church Pokemon hunt. It's Hunter. There's an R missing.
Okay.
So this could be you, Brian.
Really?
Yeah. This is pretty bad. Okay. This is why Russia, in Soviet Russia, Pokemon hunts you.
Yeah.
Russian prosecutors on Friday called for a 3.5-year jail sentence for a blogger who hunted Pokemon in a church in a case that has drawn ire from rights activists. Ruslan Soskolovsky posted on YouTube video in August of 2016 showing him playing Pokemon Go on his phone in a Russian Orthodox church in the central city of Yekaterinburg.
I'm trying to find it. I'm looking for where is that?
You're
oh, there it is. Yekaterinburg.
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 I can't say Russian names. They are too much hassle.
Too much hassle.
That one viewed or got viewed more than 1.7 million times.
Was trying to catch rare Pikachutin.
Pikaputin. The militant atheist, he self-describes himself, dubbed a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International, was detained and charged under controversial legislation for inciting hatred and insulting the feelings of religious believers before being put on trial.
Wow.
I thought Russia had a long history of not caring about people's religious beliefs.
That's so too, right.
Yeah, this is a little confusing to me. Anyway, there were no grounds to let the defendant go unpunished. Russian news agencies quoted a prosecutor as saying in court, so they are going for it. They're going to put this dude in jail if they can.
Wow.
Just think about that, everyone who can just freely...
I hope the jail is near a Pokestop.
Oh, that'd be great. Just spend it every half hour.
Every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Ooh, how you doing over there? I'm fine. How much more time you got? I don't know.
Open that, Barry.
Only about 6 billion more spins. It's fine. They'll decide May 11th. We'll follow up on that.
Can I tell you, by the way?
Yeah.
Of the original, however many, like there was 151 original Pokemon in the first gen that got released with Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
There are three legendaries that have not been released yet. And then there's a couple of regional exclusives. So, like, you have to live in Japan or South America to get a couple of those. Yeah. Australia is another one.
Yeah.
Once you take those out of the mix, the ones that are not, you cannot find anywhere in North America, there's only currently one Pokemon out of that first series that I don't have.
Wow. So how are you going to get it then?
It's a Muk, which you get by evolving a Grimer. And So my Grimer is my buddy, and as soon as I walk him about another, I don't know, 10 miles, then I can evolve him into a Muk, and I'm set, and I've got all the original Gen 1s that are available in the U.S.
Yeah. My son yesterday, or today, Nick says, I was talking about you. I was talking about your button and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I go, yeah, he got like a faux wood cover for it and stuff, right, so he can use it more comfortably in public. And Nick goes, people are still playing that? I go, Nick, of course they are.
People are still downloading the podcast. We're actually, it's pretty well received. I don't know what our numbers are, but I know that that we're the number one. There are a lot. Believe me, there are still a lot of Pokemon Go podcasts still out there, but Pokemon Go podcast is the name of it, and it's still like the number one Pokemon Go podcast.
I like podcasts that are straight up what they are. You know what?
Right,
let me tell you what I'm done with. And I know I've done this in the past. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I don't want to be Joe Creative anymore. I don't want to go, my new show is called Living It Up. Who cares?
Right,
I want
exactly.
it to be The Morning Stream. I want
right.
it to be
It tells
core.
You what it is.
Yes. I mean,
the
even
stream,
the,
you get it in the morning,
yes,
blah, blah, blah.
The Diablo Show is literally what I called my Diablo Show.
Right.
The Diablo Show. I like it because it's straightforward, and everybody always wants to go. Or you know what else I'm done with? Words with the word cast at the end.
Oh, sure. Like Donkey Cast. It's a show about donkeys, a podcast about donkeys. We call it Donkey Cast.
Group Cast. Horse riding cast. Or especially when it's like somebody, I guarantee if you looked at Pokemon podcast, there'd be one of them called the Pokecast.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's a reason that you don't find a bunch of TV shows called The Seinfeld Show, The Friends Show.
I mean, it's already kind of
Westworld Show.
It's already kind of weird that some shows have just their names. Like Seinfeld, I can live with because he's Seinfeld in the show.
Yeah.
But like the ones, who's the old comedian used to hang out with Don Rickles? Does the phone call stuff on stage?
Oh, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. His shows are always called Newhart or The Bob Newhart Show.
Right,
but the character he plays on the show is not Bob Newhart.
Bob Hartley, or right, exactly.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like Mary Tyler Moore show, she didn't play Mary Tyler Moore; she played somebody else.
I think let's make this a thing where what are you gonna watch tonight? Oh, I'm gonna watch the Veep show.
Yeah, the Veep show, the Vice President show. I'm gonna watch
Let's see how long we can keep this up. Oh, the Game of Thrones show is on this week.
Yeah, you guys heard about the
Game of Thrones show.
Yeah, the Fargo show is on. Do you see that second episode?
Yes,
dude. That show. Let me just say this: I don't know where we're going with the David Thewlis character. Yeah. Or his two, his Russian and Chinese freaking henchmen.
Yes.
Holy shit. It is the most Fargo Fargo-ness they've ever Fargoed at me. I love it. I love it.
Right.
I love it.
What did he say when he pulled up to the parking lot? did you guys come together?
Yeah, the entire...
Suss it out. Whatever it was. Surmise. That's what it was. Surmise. What is that? Surmise.
You
could probably figure it out because we pulled up to the thing together.
Together.
That we are indeed together.
We're done Surmise. Here. Move up. He's just
amazing. We're done here.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah. He is like... That is like enchanted casting.
I want him. I want that character in every single show I watch.
I kind of do too.
I want to see him in Veep. I want to see him in Silicon Valley. I want to see him in Game of Thrones.
And there's always somebody kind of like this every season. There's somebody who just steals the scenes.
Kind of mysterious a little bit, right? Billy Bob Thornton, I think, was this in the first season.
For sure. Maybe you could even say Adam Goldberg, his brief moment there was pretty weird. Like these weird things where they just come out of nowhere. They kind of seem to know what's going on. It was Adam Goldberg and those two twins, right?
Oh, right. Yes.
I love that. I
totally
loved it.
Forgot about that.
And I love in the third or the second season, I loved...
the African-American guy.
That
yes.
guy was great. But also there was somebody else who... the Indian guy. The Native American guy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
Holy crap. That guy was great.
Yeah.
And this is one of those again. It's just like, you guys, what are you doing?
A bad person in the cast.
No. And Ewan McGregor, I want to take, you know what? I'm going to make a public apology right now. Ewan McGregor, I am sorry for ever saying that you couldn't do anything but your native Scottish accent. Yeah, because I've always liked him. I like him. But when he does something that isn't either English or Scottish, it always sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not this time. Like, he is nailing it in a way that he deserves a bunch of shit for this.
I think he did a fantastic Alec Guinness impersonation for the prequels.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I'll give you that. In fact, if they do any kind of midlife sort of movie for Obi-Wan, he should do it.
Episode 3.5.
He should just do it. It should be him fighting for survival on Tatooine for a bunch of years or something.
That would be it, right? It would just basically be him... Like, let me, I'm going to watch the sand people for a while and figure out how they hide their numbers. Oh, that's interesting. Single file. Okay.
And then he can go, woo! Or whatever.
Right. One whole episode will be him learning the sounds they make and watching how they walk single file. Okay. It's documented.
Well, originally it was, or, just like the sand people do. And then Lucas changed it to be, or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
It's stupid. Anyway, you guys should be watching Fargo. It's so good.
The Fargo Show.
The Fargo Show. Yep. Well, a man tried... Oh, no. There's a guy in Virginia who's shaving other people's cats. We should at least mention this story.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not nice.
I don't think you should even shave your own cat, let alone shaving other people's cats.
I completely agree, unless it's one of those goblin cats that I want so bad. But...
Well, those aren't...
You don't
shave
them.
They just don't have hair, Scott.
They just don't have
any hair.
It's
not like... They look like that because they're getting...
Don't they get a little peach on them, though? A little fuzz?
They have a little bit of fuzz, but you don't need to shave them.
Oh. But what if I want to shave them? Then what?
Sphinx.
Sphinx cats. Yeah. What if I put them in... Oh, that's weird. My screen just went black. What if I dip them in Nair? Like a regular cat in Nair.
Oh.
Like a bucket of Nair. Would that give me a Sphinx
cat?
You
don't get to have a cat if you're going to dip it in Nair.
No, just a quick dip. Just pull it out. And be done?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I don't know what that does to them. Doesn't that just make their hair fall out?
Yeah, that would totally make their hair fall out.
All right. Well, maybe I won't do that then.
Probably would irritate the crap out of their skin, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cats don't need a Brazilian.
No. That's too much money, according to George W. Bush.
Is that what this person is doing? He's just trying to give these cats a Brazilian.
That's weird no matter how I think about it. So weird. Anyway, the mystery has the attention of police in Waynesboro. This is in Virginia. It's in the Shenandoah Valley.
Oh, Virginia. Where
somebody... Hey, we're not saying anything. You know, whatever. Virginia, you guys are fine. It says, let's see, been taking cats and precisely shaving their underbellies or legs.
Oh, he really is giving them Brazilians.
Yeah, literally. It happened to seven cats since December. Police Captain Kelly Walker said Friday that all the cats had been returned otherwise unharmed, but some seem bothered. I like that.
I'm looking for the cat that's got a weird birthmark that shows me where dry land is.
It's a myth. I'll take you down to Denver and show you. It's all underwater. They're well-groomed and wear collars, police say, and they aren't sure why the crime is being committed. We would just like it to stop, according to the police department. Mm-hmm. They say they learned of the feline barbering spree last week when a resident asked if he could post notices asking anyone with information to contact police. So anyway, weird, unsolved case of that cat-shaving man or woman.
Wouldn't one of your suspects be like a local beauty salon intern or something, like, you know, looking basically to hone her skills, his or her skills, by
twould not surprise me
on the local domesticated animal population.
This is what we do as humans. We want to get better at something, we test on animals first. I get it. Totally. That's with right. You there. Finally, a man tried to argue in federal court that he's dealing, or that dealing heroin is his religious right. The Internal Revenue Service has some relatively relaxed rules when it comes to what constitutes a religious organization. We could start a TMS church if we wanted to, I guess.
We could. Totally could.
Says here a fact that late night...
I see why you pray there.
Very nice. John Oliver did this by making his own church in 2015, if you may remember. But even still, this may be an obvious to most people, religious beliefs do not allow you to do anything you want. Apparently no one told Timothy Anderson this. He was indicted by a grand jury in 2013, later convicted in 2016 on charges of conspiracy to possess and distribute more than 1 kilogram of heroin in the St. Louis area. According to the local U.S. Attorney's Office on Wednesday, a 3-judge panel from the 8th U.S. District Court rejected his appeal of conviction. In both cases, he represented himself. There was his first mistake. Mm-hmm. And attempted to use a novel legal defense. Quote, he should be allowed to deal heroin because it's a sincerely held religious belief he has. Lion sack of poo.
Yeah, it's a Costanza. It's a Costanza, you know, not to bring up Seinfeld again, but it is basically the Costanza defense.
You can find every life experience has a Seinfeld connection.
I'm probably, yes.
Yeah, and I have no problem with it. So we should always call him out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, app time reviews. We're going to do a little of that. We're going to take your Twitter questions. So come back, but don't before this, because this is great. You're going to play some music?
That's right. I'm going to use my man hands to play some music here. Okay. This is for Indie in the Middle. We are going to Austria, known as the classical music center of the world, but Cornerstone is the band that we're playing today, and they are here to rock. Alina Peter on vocals and guitars, Michael Wackelhofer on bass, keyboard, and vocals, Steve Wackelhofer on guitar and vocals, and Christoph Karas on drums. Got signed by the U.S.-based label Atom Records about 9 years ago, and they've done numerous tours through Europe and America. They've been opening acts for The Animals, John Waite from Bad English and the Babies, New Model Army, Jeffrey Gaines, just to name a few, and they won the Next Big Thing contest held by Alternative Addiction in March 2008. What is amazing about this band is they feel like they've been just plucked right out of 1985 and dropped here into 2017.
Wow.
Their influences include Toto and Survivor and Journey, and you will feel like you're listening to something that is 30 years old, I think. Doesn't sound like it's being ironic or tongue-in-cheek. Hey, listen to us, we sound retro. No, these guys just came out of a time machine or something. From their brand new album, Reflections, here is Cornerstone and Northern Light.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like we're watching a Lost Boys sequel or something weird.
Right? Yeah, totally totally 80s. Again, that's Cornerstone. The brand new album is called Reflections. I can tell you that everything, I've listened to 5 or 6 songs that they sent for promotional, and that they all sound just plucked right out of the 80s. They all sound fantastic. Love it.
All right. Awesome. Me too. I like that a lot.
It's almost as if Austria is like on such a delay that they're just now hearing songs from 30 years ago from America and saying, oh, this is what's current. Okay, we can do that.
Dude, that was back in our decade, man.
It was. Totally
very,
was.
Very reminiscent. Very strange. All right.
Hey, have you heard, really quickly, have you heard about the whole Gong Show thing?
No, but something to do with, I heard somebody was hosting it.
So
what's the deal?
So they're doing a revival of the Gong Show, kind of in the wake of the popularity of Alec Baldwin's Match Game and To Tell the Truth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're bringing it back, and they've got a host named Tommy Maitland, who's this supposed British comedian who's been around and has catchphrases and all this stuff. But looks surprisingly like Mike Myers with a slathering of makeup on.
Yeah, and it says nobody's admitting it.
Right.
But it's him.
Yeah. Now, the fact that this is executive produced by Will Arnett makes me have a lot more faith in this.
Let's see. No one will admit it. Mike Myers is hosting the new Gong Show. There's a picture of him.
Right.
You can totally tell it's him.
Exactly. Exactly. But they're going to have guests like Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis and Alison Brie and a whole bunch of current A-listers, I would say A-listers.
Yeah.
Doing the gonging. So I'm kind of looking forward to this.
He's got 810 followers on Twitter and 2 tweets.
Tommy Maitland does? That's it?
Yep. So I'm gonna follow him.
Ooh, that's not so good.
Well, it looks like he just joined in March, so maybe nobody knew about it.
No, April 28th.
Oh.
It was his first tweet.
Oh, it says, you're right. It says join March 2017. Probably,
yeah, that's when they created his account.
I doubt anyone knows about this because this is all so new. But I'm kind of in love with this whole idea.
His first tweet yesterday was hashtag Tommy Maitland with the word hashtag spelled out. I'm kind of on board for this. I don't know why, but I'm kind of on board for this.
I feel like I'm totally on board for this.
Consider me the 811th follower.
Yeah.
Because I am.
I think I'm into it. So we'll see what happens. All right. What now? Oh, I know what now. Here, this now. This is time for now. Get your phones out, everybody. Get out your tablets. It's time to review apps.
App Slappy.
All right, time for us to talk about apps we are using, messing with, or otherwise enjoying. Neither of us are going to talk about Pictionary today because they blew it.
It's so frustrating. It has so much potential, but they've really, they screwed the pooch.
They totally screwed the pooch. It has tons of potential. The core is good, like I was telling you on text. The core of it is great. All they have to do is get rid of all the stuff that just gets in the way of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's just janky. There's weird bugs.
I'm so tired of seeing that hand-drawn Kate Upton God of War avatar. You need to launch your mission. Launch your armies to defeat the castle.
Yep, and it's only like a 5-second ad, but it makes you think it's a game because you can drag stuff around in it. And it's
that's
just like
what they want you to do.
Yeah, I just want to exit and be... I want to... Not every turn has to be an ad.
Oh.
It's really annoying. It makes me mad. I guess Draw Something doesn't have any competition.
No.
Here's my recommendation for the week, and then we'll go to Brian's. Brian seemed pretty excited about his, so I'm anxious to see what the heck you were talking about. But I downloaded something for $1.99, or was it free? Nope, it was free, called Office Quest. And it's...
I saw this in the store, like on the top level, root level I saw it.
Yes, and it grabbed my attention for the art style, and I thought, well, this looks like something I might enjoy. It turns out is absolutely something I enjoy. It's sort of rooted in adventure games, click a thing, figure out the puzzle to get through there, click around on the screen. What do you see that looks like it might be interactable? Oh, there's a wrench hidden in that box. Get the wrench, do a thing, hide from the guy, whatever. It's that kind of game. So if you don't like adventure games, point-and-click adventure games, it's probably not going to be for you. But if you like those games and you love like a really lighthearted, fun, animated style... Awesome game.
Cool.
It's you're in an office. For some reason, you and your office mates are all people, but you're in like furry clothes. You're in a bear suit.
I saw that. Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand why. It doesn't make any sense. And your boss is like in a bison suit. And if he sees you, he just goes, "Get back to work." But you only see those words on the screen. His voice is actually like simlish. It's like, like that. And they're all like that. Everybody you talk to or deal with or whatever, they all sound like Sims or whatever. I think I'm not even that far in, and I think it's utterly delightful. I don't know how you do this for free. Maybe they're going to sell additional episodes or something.
And the puzzles actually fun, intriguing?
Yes. Challenging, but not too challenging. Really rewarding when you get them figured out. Funny. There's really funny stuff in it. Like actual made me laugh out loud funny. The progression feels really good. Making a mistake is not that big of a deal. You can go fix it pretty easily. I think it's awesome. I think it's really good. I need to play it on my iPad so I can see it a little better because my eyes suck. So it's a little harder to see some of the finer detail. But gameplay wise, if you like a point and click adventure, no brainer. And it's got really good reviews, and I think deservedly so. It's called Office Quest.
Did you say $1.99? Because I'm seeing it as free.
Yeah, no, it's free. I was wrong. Okay, it's wrong good. When I was thinking of it. I bought a word game that was $2, and I was thinking that was the one. But no, it's free, and I think the way they make their money is they sell hints. But I haven't had to buy one, so I don't know. And you get a free one at the beginning. So it's either that or they'll sell you episodes later. But absolutely, absolutely worth playing if you like that kind of stuff. I'm very impressed. And I kind of hope it succeeds so they can do more of it.
I'm downloading it right now, so I can't wait to take a look at it.
Excellent. Brian, what did you bring?
Well, see, you're going to have to pull me away from the current game I'm playing because I am so loving this. Brand new, just came out Thursday, April 28th. No, yesterday was their... No, it did come out Thursday, and they just put out an update right away.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. Keep going.
I bet you are. Yeah. It is Star Wars Puzzle Droids.
I tried this. I couldn't do it for very long.
Really?
Because at the end of the day, my problem with it is I played way too many of these already.
Yeah, you were looking for like a match three for a long time, and you really got mired in those.
Yeah, I got burned out. And what happened is I downloaded this thinking, oh, cool. And I really like the music. I like the animation. I like the approach to it a lot. I like that you're trying to figure out BB-8's memories and all that.
Yeah.
But the actual gameplay is just Candy Crush again. It's the same thing. In 5 moves or less, get 15 of these combos. Like, it's the same game. That is not to poo-poo on your deal. Oh, I know. It's totally Star Wars. You're right. And that does make it better. I just wish they would have gone from... maybe there's no other way to do match 3. Maybe we've hit the ceiling and that's fine. But that's how it felt. It was like, oh, this again that I played 1,000 times before this? And that was my only frustration. But it is Star Wars. That's something to be said for that. But anyway, I don't want to poo-poo on your good review. Keep going.
No, that's all right. That's all right. So yeah, I mean, basically that is. It's very hard. It's a match three game. What's kind of differentiating it is, number one, obviously it's got a Star Wars theme, even though really, I mean, the symbols don't have anything to do with Star Wars other than there's a little BB-8 running around on the on the bottom of the screen or top of the screen, or you've got Rey who's trying to collect parts. It's the mechanics of the game. So like if you do four in a row, you get a piece that will wipe out an entire row or column. If you do 5 in a row, you've got the piece that'll destroy every other piece just like it. It's be bejeweled is what it is. Mm-hmm. but what kind of makes it more compelling is the storyline, this progression that you make through the game where, all right, these set of levels, you're really just trying to get through the game with the fewest number of moves. Boom, you get through it, you move on to the next level. Oh, now you need to collect stormtrooper parts so you can either go back to those levels you were doing or continue on the quest and unlock this other thing up ahead. And you don't have to choose one or the other. You can work on both of them at the same time.
Right.
When you get to the collection quests, it's a matter of getting the pieces that Rey needs all the way to the bottom of the column when they disappear and then she collects them. And that's really cool. You've got these panels that need to be unlocked. You've got wooden blocks that block pieces that you have to break, and then they let pieces get through. It's it's bejeweled with a lot more stuff going on that really like.
Yeah, for sure. Did you mess around with any of the other match threes in the meantime? Like, did you ever the Candy Crush or any of those?
Never. I have never played a single game of Candy Crush.
See, now this is, I wish I was you, because then this is all seeming very fresh and new. Like this idea of, you know, you have 10 moves or less to, you know, combine these things into a circuit or whatever. And you're seeing that and going, this is great. This is like brand new. And it's Star Wars. For me, that was like, there's Candy Crush, and then there's about 16 billion ripoffs of Candy Crush that all try to do the same thing, and they all are the same. And this is exactly that. I hate to say it, but it's exactly that. So that being said, though, if you skipped all that, that's great. Because you're getting a whole new experience, and it's Star Wars. So you're getting a better game than I would have ever gotten.
I think that's it. I think if you, like what you said, if you burned yourself out on the Candy Crush clones, then this is not going to be for you.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's fine. I don't want anyone to get me wrong. If you like that kind of stuff, man, have I got some good news for you, because that is what this game is, and it is.
It is. It is that in spades. But for whatever reason, like even Bejeweled, I had Bejeweled on here. I had some Columns clone. Mm-hmm. There was a Pokemon one, of course, that I had to try out that... Marvel Sumsum, which is kind of different. It's still a match three, but it's not in a grid. It's just in a pile.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And you could link up as many as you could have touching or whatever. And,
yeah, exactly. That still is on my games page, so that one I haven't gotten rid of. But yeah, this is now my new current favorite jam is Star Wars Puzzle Droids. And it's free. It's got that whole, if you lose too many times, like basically you've got a cachet of BB-8's battery, and he's got five charges in his battery that they're constantly recharging. But if you lose a round too many times and you lose one charge of the battery, if you lose five before it has a chance to recharge one, you've got to wait until the battery charges
or they want you to
be
pay.
Able to play again, or you pay.
Yeah. That's their model. Yeah.
Yeah. But
Candy Crush model.
Actually, it charges fast enough that it's not really a problem.
Yeah. You can get a lot out of those games. It's not, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's all that punishing. Mm-hmm. The big question for players is whether or not they, you know, if they're burned out on Candy Crush, you're not going to find much here except for some really nice fan service. But if you haven't, where you like that stuff and want more, mm-hmm. Brian's right on the money. It's good for that.
I'm really enjoying it. And it's iOS, like it saves your progress if you have an iOS device. So if you're playing on your tablet and your phone, it saves your progress across both. It's really cool. I'm really enjoying it.
All right. Well, there you go then.
Oh, download and play past level 3 to enter the gem shop and claim a limited time welcome bundle filled with gems, extra moves, and unlimited lives. I don't think I got that. Oh. That's like a new update that just came out yesterday.
Oh, that's a little bit of a raw deal there.
Maybe if I log in now, I'll get it. We'll see.
That's the Empire at work again.
It was the Empire.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
This wasn't part of the deal.
I have
altered the deal.
Pray I don't alter it any
You
further.
Now get free gems. Pray I don't alter it further.
All right. Well done. That looks good. Let's talk now about this here.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right, everyone. It's the Twitter. Let's talk about Twitter. We have here some Twitter questions that are sent to the Ask TMS hashtag. And Peter Fisher asks, did I miss the show? Yes, you did, Peter. You missed it. You totally missed it. He's probably sending that thinking, what the heck? Where'd the show go?
That's funny.
James Grammer, or JK Grammer, who always likes to put up a fart noise whenever I start a game stream. So what if the Frog Pants family had to play the parts in Seinfeld? Who would play who?
Okay, and I say we ignore gender. I just say it's too easy to say Nicole or Veronica has to be Elaine.
I agree.
You know, you take the personalities and stuff. So who's your? I think that still you fall into the Jerry role because you're kind of the glue that keeps us all together. Mm-hmm. You question things.
I'm a little neurotic. I also tend to not want to use your toothbrush.
Right. Yeah. Man hands might as well be Kate Upton torso or Aniston breath.
Yeah.
She's got Aniston breath.
Totally.
Her breath smells like she's been drinking sour milk.
She's got Addison Ross.
As much as I'll never be as funny as Jerry Seinfeld, I think that the characterisms are kind of right on. So I'm with you there.
Yeah. All right. Who's our Kramer?
Oh, Lord.
Is it Dunaway? I mean, for a while he was.
It's easy to say Jury, but I'm going to say Dunaway.
Yeah.
Jury's too easy to just put in your wacky neighbor role.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Because I don't think the personality is exactly like that. I think it's more like Dunaway.
Yeah.
Just a little goofy, says stuff loud when he shouldn't, comes into the room weird, you know, like that. All that stuff seems like Dunaway material.
J.K. Grammer says Jury would be Newman. I don't think he'd be Newman.
Newman.
I think...
Who would be Newman then?
I think Newman would be a leader of a competing podcast network whose name will go unnamed.
All right. You know, he's got a big unit or whatever. Yeah. All right. No, that's fine. How about
George? George is a tough one.
Yeah. George, I'm having a hard time with because George is always the butt of a joke and always kind of he's a loser for fun. And I don't really have anybody in the group.
No, we don't have anybody in the group.
Closest to it, maybe. That's hard. I don't know if I can do him.
Yeah. Because whoever we pick, it's almost an insult to say if somebody's George.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to say Veronica, not because she's an easy pick for her gender, but because she has that attitude of that kind of snarky, get out of my way.
And also kind of always on the edge, right? Like
ready to pop.
With everybody else, you've got a few rungs before shit happens. But with Veronica, it's one
strike, you're out.
One strike, you're out.
Yeah, she changes baseball rules forever. I'm going to say that she fits that pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
And then there's a lot of ancillary characters you could probably throw around. But if we're looking to cast the main four, George is my only hang up.
Yeah, it might be easier to say to look at who the Frog Pants family and then say who they are in Seinfeld. Like Tom would be your
oh yeah, that's good. So who would Tom be?
Tom would be your
he's not Mr. Who's the one that's always Elaine? Let me tell you about my story in Burma. Yeah, JP Peterman, it could be.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard. Which is maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. You don't want to relate too much to these people.
I think it might be better to look at the show Friends and figure out who, or even Cheers.
Oh yeah, Cheers.
Because unless you're one of the main four, and really unless you're one of the main three except for George, your character is kind of an insult to say that you're, you know.
Right. Nobody wants to be Uncle Leo.
You're Banya. Hello. Oh yeah, Steven Schleicher is our Banya.
Yeah, he's Banya. Yeah, it's gold, Jerry, gold.
Exactly. It doesn't work.
I think I'll save my meal for another time. Oh, my gosh, we can't stick him with that. Can't stick anybody with Banya. Banya's the worst. Or that Jimmy. Jimmy thinks you're pretty good looking. Jimmy'd like to go out on a date. Well, nobody can be Jimmy.
Right, right.
It's just an awful thing to do to someone. So, yeah, I think that's as good as that's going to get. Here we go. Got one from... what should I watch first, says Neil Patel, Seven Samurai or the original Magnificent Seven?
Oh.
If you're going to go that far back, watch Seven Samurai, then Magnificent Seven.
I have never seen, I'll be honest, I've never seen either one of those, even though they were such an influence on the movies I love.
Oh, they're
it's
amazing.
Surprising that I haven't watched either of
those. Yeah, Seven Samurai is great. Still holds up.
Are any of either of them streaming?
I don't think so, although Magnificent Seven was for a while. We almost sacked it, but then it got pulled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got pulled. It was good, though. That
Videodrome, by the way, still not streaming. Every once in a while, I keep an eye on that one because I feel like we need to see it.
It's our little Videodrome update. Ryan J. Smith says, who are your favorite Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch characters? Well, for me, it's I play a lot in both camps, but for me in Heroes, it's Jaina Proudmoore. She's here to help! I really like Muradin, and I really like... Li Ming, Karazim, Vala, Morales. Starting to like Lili, weirdly.
Mm.
And Malfurion. Those are probably my hot seven right now.
I can't remember who I was playing the last time I played Heroes. It's been a while since I've played Heroes.
Should play now. You get 20 free characters if you get in now, you know.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing a thing where, because they just changed over to this whole loot box thing. And as part of the promotion for 2.0 is when you log in, they give you enough gems to buy 20 characters in the game.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll log in and do that.
Yeah. It's really great.
I was playing a Protoss that I really liked.
Tassadar?
Last time I played.
Was it Tassadar by chance?
It was not Tassadar.
Was it? He went invisible. Was it? Not Tassadar talks like no, this. No. It's not him.
I want to say he could call in. It was like an airstrike that he called in.
Oh, he's not Protoss. He's Terran. You're thinking of
Jim Raynor was the one I was playing. Was it Jim Raynor I was playing for a while? There was a Protoss that I was playing. Dang it.
It was like a space laser he'd bring
Artanis.
In?
Artanis.
Oh, Artanis. Okay.
Artanis.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago then. I was thinking it was like early days.
No,
Artanis has been out. Well, he's been
it
out
It still
since.
Has been a while.
Artanis is awesome. He's great. Yeah.
I get pulled into the beta for the Necromancer in Diablo, and I installed
too.
That today, so I'm hoping
it's really
to get
good.
A chance to play that.
It's really good.
Yeah, do I have an NDA? Can I not talk about that?
No, we can. We totally can.
Okay, good.
I'm just being an idiot. What else? And then for Overwatch, for me, it would be... this changes a lot, too, because I just love them all. But I really like Junkrat, Mercy... probably Reaper after that. I really like Roadhog and D.Va's probably right now. D.Va's kind of my thing. I really like D.Va
really?
A lot. Yeah.
Widowmaker. I'm always a sniper. Mm-hmm. I love playing snipers in any game I play. So I like Widowmaker and, I don't know. I mean, for being a beginning character, I still feel like there's so much depth in, Soldier 76.
Oh, yeah, he's great. There's nothing wrong with Soldier 76.
It's been, at least 120 days since I've launched Overwatch.
We're all soldiers now, he would say. all right, what else we got here? Let's do couples more. How about this one? Oh, please. Chuck wants us to please share the details of Carter's art in the Bob's Burgers episode. We don't know much except they said we're going to use it and she had to sign a release. Not an NDA because they didn't tell her anything.
That's
but
right.
A release saying we can use your art in this episode, and
that's so
all
cool.
It's all we know. So we have to wait until September like everybody else to find out how it got used. Maybe they'll tell her early, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're too far from that, I guess, to say anything yet. But yeah, it is very cool. We're very excited about it. And we have no idea what to expect. Some people have suggested it's part of the art crawl that they do on that show, where the neighborhood of Bob's Burgers gets turned into a big art crawl, and that weird old lady is kind of in charge of it, her and her husband, and the idea is that as they'd walk through the streets, these canvases and stuff would be full of art from fans.
Sure. Oh, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant way to do it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the thinking. It's, again, total rumor. We made that up, kind of. We don't know. We have no idea.
Wow.
Ward Crawley says, that is a great old school name. My name is
Crawley.
Ward Crawley. We know Scott's not a fan of root beer floats, but what does he think of swamp water mixing two flavors of pop?
Mm.
I don't mind it. I like. Here's my
Is
combo.
Is that the term? We called it a kamikaze here. Like you just go down the line and I want some cherry 7-Up mixed with Dr. Pepper.
I don't know what we called it. I don't think we had a name. I mean, if you did all the flavors, they called that an abomination, but that was if you did everything and it was like a joke if you do that. But when I mix like, let's say... Dr. Pepper with cherry Coke or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I love that.
Wouldn't
call that
swamp
water.
I've been doing one that, I'll be honest, I learned this from Randy Deluxe and I've been doing it ever since. So whenever you get one of those Coca-Cola machines that has the freestyle, I do Coke Zero Orange for about 3/4 of the cup and then Coke Zero Vanilla for the last quarter.
Does it make
and
it not,
like a,
it doesn't taste
it's like
as
a
diety? Is it less diety at that point? Because
it does taste less diety. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's what I need in my life.
It's like a creamsicle Coke. And for whatever reason, those flavors just go really, really well together.
All right. Everyone try that next time. Let us know what you
think. Yeah, try it. There's a thing you can do where you can actually use your phone. If only it would work with NFC, so I wouldn't have to pull my phone out and like launch into it and say, I'm here at the Coke freestyle machine, give me my drink. There would be a way where you can actually like say, give me the Randy.
Right.
And
like
you
that.
Choose it like it you log in and then choose it and then you get, you know, then you can just say, give me the Randy, and it automatically gives you that mix.
Yeah, I like it.
But if it worked, it needs to work via near field Like, yeah. I want to just walk up with my phone and have it know.
Completely
and
agree.
And offer me that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Will it be your usual? It'll say.
Would you like the brandy?
And you'd say, no, you stupid machine. It would say, I am not programmed to love.
Did I ever tell you about that time I was a coffee machine?
Those were good days. This place is shit. Finally, one last one here. Okay. T. Bennett says, need an episode guide for classic TMS stories to go back and re-listen to.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Somebody was listening through and doing all this, and for a while they were keeping a spreadsheet of what episodes had, like, the origination of Too Much Hassle and the You Can Eat Rice story. And
what happened to that? Why isn't that
somebody
happening?
Somebody was keeping a spreadsheet of that, and I don't know what happened to that. But whoever is doing that, if you're still listening, hopefully you're still listening.
Yeah.
Let us know, and we'll, like, link to it from the TMS page.
Yeah, I would like to... I mean, I know there's a Frog Pants wiki, but I don't think it's in there that I know of. So yeah, if anybody else is, if somebody's been doing that or thought of doing that or wants to do that or whatever, it's, get talking in all of the community groups on Discord, on Slack, on Facebook, the Facebook group, wherever. Put your heads together and do a rad thing like that. I know there are people that would want to. It's just a matter of getting the green light. If that's what you're waiting for, then green light given. Go do it. It's going to do for your Twitter questions. They come to us at AskTMS. You can send those hashtags all week long whenever you want to. We do them right here on the PM edition of the show. And that will do it for us. Because of you is why we do this.
That's why we're giving up an hour and a half of our Saturday for you.
That's
because
right.
We love you.
That's right. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support us if you haven't already. Some of you are getting this without being a patron. And man, shouldn't you feel bad? Just don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Just know that you can help too if you wanted to. That'd be fine. If you still want to listen to it without, that's fine too. But if you really want to help, hey, there's a place to do it. Patreon.
If you are feeling any, like, little bits of guilt, a dollar a month will help assuage that guilt.
Yeah, it's like a salve. It's a poultice.
It is a poultice.
Don't you hate those words?
Oh, I do. Unguent.
Oh, shit. That's why I could never be in the medical profession. They have all these terrible, and those are just like old school ones. I hate those words. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, do that, and everything else can be found at frogpants.com/TMS, including links to the Patreon if that's easier for you guys. All right, that's it. Let's get out. Monday we'll be back, normal stuff, so come on back for that. Brian, let's get out with some music.
This may be the Mike's Hard Lemonade Chilled Cherry, but I really love you guys.
Oh, right. I think it is that, but yay!
It is that and the hot sake. Teddy wrote in, said, first time submitting for a song, but I figured what better occasion than a birthday. I'll be turning 28 on April 28th, that's yesterday, and I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. So, requesting this great cover from Green Sky Bluegrass. Any date around the 20th works for me. I'm not able to catch live shows typically, but I catch up on the long drives of a truck driver's life. Thanks for the show. Signed, Teddy.
Nice.
I'm wondering if Teddy's the guy who let us know about the brothel Area 51 thing outside of Vegas. Because I remember, so it was a truck driver that let us know about that. So
I think that might
Teddy.
Be him again. Yeah, I think it is.
All right. This is great. This is, the band is called Green Sky Bluegrass. Two words mushed together. Mm-hmm. Well, four words, two of which are mushed together to make the first word, two of which are mushed together to make the second word. It came out in 2010, an album, All Access Volume 1, featured a bunch of their tracks. Couple of covers, A Day in the Life by the Beatles, and this one, a cover of Pink Floyd's Time and Breathe reprise. Here is Green Sky Bluegrass.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. Oh. Why is that not playing? Anyway, hey, we'll see you Monday. Taking away the moments, make up the day. Freedom waste the hours and not been waiting. Kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown. Wait. Thank you.
song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes, get more at frogpants.com.
Nay, it is something strange and cold, like the taint.